My name is Omaya Jones, and I curate the Arkansas Times film series. So the film For All Mankind came out around 1989, and it's directed by a man named Al Reinert, who is a journalist and film enthusiast who, around 1978 or so, was interviewing various astronauts with the NASA space program. And in doing this, he discovered that there was a bunch of footage that NASA had shot during the various Apollo missions that had never been seen by the public or had only ever been seen on the small screen. So then he spent the next decade going through something like 600 million feet of unprocessed footage of all of the various Apollo missions. And then he edited it together in an 80-minute documentary that sort of tells the story of a moon mission from start to finish.
Why is it important to kind of showcase space exploration, not even just from like a scientific perspective, from a film perspective? What's the importance of films like this?
One thing in doing the research was learning that the astronauts actually studied cinematography because, you know, they were actually filming this stuff in space. And I think that's pretty cool. In terms of the footage shot, the most impressive thing to me is about 12 or 13 minutes into the film when you see the rocket fire and it fills up this whole screen. You know, it's a 30, 40 foot screen and you just see how much fire and force is involved. And I'll tell you, when I saw Apollo 11 for the first time on a big screen, it was the first time that really drove home how much power it takes to defy gravity to get something that size off the ground. Because you see everything just sort of shakes and reverberates with the thrust of the rocket.
My name is Daryl Heath. I wear many different hats these days. At UALR, I'm the host and producer and writer of the UALR television series, The Night Sky. We are naturally explorers. And the Apollo, I think, represents the culmination of that particular aspect of humanity, to venture out into space. You know, we began as explorers of the land. If you look back in human history, we explored the land. Then we started sailing on the seas and venturing out to other places. And finally, here in the 20th century, we were able to step out into space and set foot on another world. That in itself is a scientific, a technological feat, and probably one of the greatest in human history.
Why is the study of space important? How can we learn things not even just on a scientific basis, but on a artistic basis as well?
Space exploration has inspired us. Going back to the 1960s, Apollo 8, and when the astronauts took that photo of what's become known as Earthrise, they were looking back towards the Earth, and there was this beautiful blue-green world hanging there in space like a fragile bubble. And underneath it was the sterile surface of the moon. So you had these contrasts, and that image helped inspire the environmental movement. People began to realize just how fragile the planet really was, and it really motivated a lot of people to become environmentalists and to enact legislation to help protect the Earth. So that photograph, it's artistic, it's, you know, it's got scientific value as well, but it's inspired millions and made us see ourselves and our planet in a whole new perspective.